For WGCU News, I'm Andrea Perdomo. A Southwest Florida pastry chef has made the top three on one of the most watched culinary competitions this holiday season. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone has more.
Around the holidays, the Ritz-Carlton Naples is transformed. You can't miss the life-size gingerbread house in the lobby. Like so many, you may even have to stop and take a picture in front of it. The house made of cookies and candies is only one of Lerone Campbell's many culinary touches at the resort. The week before Christmas, the head pastry chef is in the kitchen, building one of the 100-pound chocolate sculptures for Christmas brunch.
What do you guys do with them afterward, then?
We'll melt it down. We'll make brownie. With it, we'll make chocolate ice cream. We'll make ganache, like all that stuff.
35-year-old Campbell is originally from Jamaica. You can hear his roots in certain words, but more so, you can taste it in the flavors he always comes back to.
I think I tend to go more tropical with what I do. I love coconut, I love banana, I love, like, you know, pineapple, passion fruit, like all this stuff. So whenever I make anything, I tend to go more tropical.
Chef Campbell's subtle homage to his homeland is no surprise to fans of Food Network's Holiday Baking Championship, though, where Campbell has been competing and standing out since episode one of the show's fifth season.
Lerone, how we doing?
Good.
Talk to me about what you're actually doing to make this dessert.
So I got the pumpkin cake. You know, I'm going to fill it with the cranberry jam. Then I'll pipe the cream cheese frosting with a little bit of pumpkin spice. It's a favorite of my daughter.
You're so used to this. I feel like the competition's not fair. We should blindfold you.
Campbell says his two young daughters don't care too much for the show, even though their dad has made the top three.
They're not focused, is what I would say. You know, I can't get them to sit there and watch either. They watch like 5-10 minutes of the show and then they're like, good. It's like, we're going to go play now.
What his 3 and 6-year-old can focus on, though, is pastry, much like their father and like his mother, who first got him interested in the craft.
My mom, she's a retired pastry chef. So I've been in the kitchen with my mom ever since I could walk.
Campbell says his mom tested his dedication to pastry at first.
When I graduated from culinary school, my mom told me, like, I don't want you to do something that you're going to end up quitting after a year. So she had me try like multiple things each year. You know, I was a mechanic for a year, an electrician for a year, carpenter for a year, and I think I was a computer technician as well.
Now he's a bona fide pâtissier, but Campbell is still lacking the skills in one dessert, so he'll need his mom and their go-to holiday baking tune, Jingle Bells by Frank Sinatra. Jingle
bells, jingle bells. This coming week, we're going to be making the traditional Jamaican fruitcake together. It's something we do every year, and I love it because that's one thing she can do better than me still. I think I've surpassed her with everything else, but I still cannot bake a better fruitcake than my mom.
Her secret? Campbell says it's the rum. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Naples.
Chef Lerone Campbell is competing for the $25,000 prize on the finale of the Holiday Baking Championship, airing tonight at 9 p.m. on the Food Network.